morning. So, the story of the Nativity. Think you know it? If I asked you to tell it, you'd probably blow it. A detail wrong here, a part missed out there. The Bible's writers were pulling out their hair. Because no detail in the story goes to waste, everything carefully included, thanks to the grace. But Sunday school, when we were young, school Christmas plays, ad finitum, don't necessarily get things spot on. And now, please don't get me wrong, I'm usually in favour for creative licence, but in this story is a special instance. So I might add bits, but I won't change a thing, because this story is about the birth of a king, and everyone needs to take a part in this. So when I say Christmas, please reply, it's about Jesus. Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
Thank you. So where should we start? There are so many beginnings to this story, if we include all the trimmings. But starting with God, when he created the earth, is probably too far back to get to the birth of Jesus before the end of the day. So we'll start with a visit that an angel paid to a teenager called Mary.
Right, so who's Mary? Anybody? Mary? I need Marys in the middle, please. Marys. Marys, over here. Line up, down the middle. Down the middle, I got told off at the 9 o'clock for making you do cleaning. I sit in a line, nice long line, Marys. All the Marys just there, perfect. Okay, now, I'm aware that this is not necessarily correct, but can you start cleaning the floor, please? Thank you. Just that's it. Go about merrily cleaning the floor, sweeping the floor, doing some washing. That's it. That's it. Or you can break bread if you want. There you go. You make some bread. Roll some. There you go. And I'll leave you doing that. Don't stop, Bronwyn.
That's great. Everyone else, though, don't relax, because we're nearly at Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
Catching on. So, our Marys were busy with everyday jobs, not expecting a visit from a heavenly bod. But if our angels can come up into the centre and each pick a Mary, we're going to scare her.
Angels! 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 Come on! Cool, there's a lot more than 9 o'clock. It's a host! It's a heavenly host! Right, angels, in a minute, you're going to creep over to Mary and I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. Then you say boo. Don't say boo on three. 1, 2, 3 and say boo. Ready? 1, 2, creep over. 3. Wasn't very loud.
No.
Now pair up. Pick a Mary. Angels, pick a Mary. If there's more angels than Marys, just 2 to 1. It's a great ratio.
Excellent. So the
angel... Bronwyn's all alone. Sorry, Chris.
Oh, Bron.
Wait. Oh, no, there's more angels coming in. Quick, angels, join Bronwyn. Fantastic. Sorry, Chris.
It's okay. So the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid. God says you are a brilliant maid. And though you're no one's wife now, in 9 months' time, or thereabouts, there'll be a baby boy, God's son." But Mary said, "I'm not married to anyone." "Don't worry about that," the angel said. "God can do miracles, and soon you'll be wed. To Joseph, that builder you are engaged to, God will sort it out. Don't get in a stew. For years to come, people will celebrate your baby, so do not get in a state. But they'll remember Jesus, because it's about Christmas." So Mary agreed to do what God wanted and shook the angel's hand before they parted. So Marys and angels can go back to their chairs and we'll all stand to sing a carol when they get there. So Mary began to get bigger and bigger while all the local people talked and they sniggered. And Joseph wondered how to react, knowing the baby wasn't his as a fact. So let's have all the Josephs up to the front as he thinks about what to do with his engagement.
All right, Joseph there. Joseph. Oh, I've only got two, that's okay. All right, come over here. One there. Stand up here, then you'll look shorter. There we go.
And just to make sure the rest aren't rebellious, remember, it's nearly Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
Good job. Very good, I'm glad you're all still awake. Now, Joseph's, here's some faces to make. First, Joseph didn't believe the rumour that he heard from the local butcher. He shook his head and he said, after me, "No way."
No way.
"I'm believing what you say today."
"I'm believing what you say today."
Then, when he started to believe his eyes, Joseph looked up, very, very surprised. Then when he realised he wasn't the dad, his face showed everyone he was very mad. But Joseph, who really loved Mary, can you make a face or lovey for all us to see? And he decided to break it off quietly and not to go ahead and marry Mary. But then one night, Joseph settled down to sleep and he had the most amazing dream. Let's have all the angels back up here.
Angels, come on, angels, quick, angels, angels. Start there. Look, no, there. There they go. Now, your target's him. Okay, right up there. Here we go. There's more. Okay, we're all here.
So, now we have the angels up here, and even in dreams, angels say, do not fear. The dream angel said to our man, don't worry.
God has a plan.
Mary hasn't been seeing somebody new. She's still very much in love with you. Go ahead and marry her, just as you planned. And with that, the dream angels ran.
Run away!
Run. So Joseph woke up and did what he told, bringing Mary back in from out of the cold.
Mary, where's Mary? Come on, Bronwyn.
I'm coming, Joe.
That's it. Mary, stand there. Oh, yeah, look. Oh, so let's hang on. Need more Josephs. Right. Come on. I need two more Josephs. Tom, come on. Yes, Thomas Lawson, you can be a Joseph. Come on. Yeah, Aaron, you can be a Joseph. Up you come. Come on, Tom. There you go. You need to pick a Mary, Tom. Aaron, come on. No, you're not. Come on. Right, okay, brilliant. That's fair. That's the right ratio now. We've got... Oh, we've lost the Mary. Okay, that's... Oh, Aaron. Go on, Aaron. Off you go. You rejected. No, no one wants to go with you, Tom. Sorry. No, I need my tea towel back. Okay. Sorry, Chris.
So, can we get the Marys to pick a Joseph each? And maybe even give them a peck on the cheek?
Stand in the middle.
Not long now, until Christmas. It was being announced all over the town that Roman Emperor Caesar said all must go down to the towns where their family originally came from, a massive census all forced to sign on. Now, in most cases, women didn't need to go, as their husbands or fathers could sign for them. So Mary could have stayed at home, feet up, while Joseph travelled and tried out his luck to find a bed in his hometown. But that would have made the prophet Micah frown. Because it was written centuries ago that the Messiah, Jesus, would be born on the road, away from their home in Bethlehem, which actually means house of bread?
No, stop, Chris. We need a donkey. I've got a donkey. Has anyone got a better donkey than me? I've got two more donkeys. Okay, donkeys, up you come. If donkeys, we need a really strong donkey. That's bullseye. Okay, right. Donkeys, if you pair up with the Marys and the Josephs back there, look, if you go, head over there. Now, I'm looking for a certain kind of donkey, and that... is there a donkey anywhere?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, go on.
I'm meant to be a serious vicar.
But go on.
But they dressed me up as an orange the other week.
But you did say you could look like a donkey. Right, let me take your microphone, because donkeys just carried the bags. So if you'd like to grab their bags, that would be really helpful. Don't just laugh at it, help the donkey out. Oh, right, now. There we go. Right, actually, pull on the ear, then it might... No, I'm joking, Jason. Right, now you've got to go on a journey. You've got to go off on pilgrimage. Now, somewhere over there I think you're going...
Distance to Nazareth, from Nazareth to Bethlehem would be enough to exhaust anyone, wouldn't it? And even if Mary was in the peak of fitness, it's an 80-mile walk, a week at best, but she was nearly ready to have a babe. So it probably took them nearer 10 days. And all the thing, and what you need to do when you get back to your hometown, do you pack everything you possibly own, all the things you'll need for your stay, or do you let your folks know you'll be on your way? Now, Joseph quite rightly would have expected a bed, somewhere for him and Mary to lay down their head. The problem was, what to do? All the rooms were full before the arrival of these two. In our Bibles, it was written as an inn, which may have been a little bit misleading, as stables aren't like the sheds out back. They're not the tumble-down old shacks, but the animals lived inside on the ground floor. There were cows and donkeys, and maybe some more.
Right, who's an animal? Who's a donkey? Well, we know who was a donkey, but anyone else? Is there a goat, cow, sheep, camels? Ah! Here we go. I'm impressed. Right, if you'd like to gather around the feeding trough, that'd be great. Animals didn't... I don't think any of your animals stood on two legs. Chris?
So there may have been a goat or two, or the people that live upstairs, away from the zoo. Hotels didn't exist in first century Palestine. No one would have shown you to room number 9. Joseph probably went from house to house, asking if there was space for us, because it's nearly Christmas. So let's have the Marys and Josephs at the barn for an important part of our yarn.
Right, there's no space for you animals, hop it. Sorry. Marys, Josephs. Mary to the left of me, Joseph to the right.
So it's right here where the animals usually were. The Son of God's arrival, it did occur. Among the mess and the mud and all of the dung and all of the dust that accompanies life in this world with us. No midwives appear in this Bible story, but I can probably imagine it was a little bit gory. Just as with any other human birth, on this planet we call home, our planet Earth, being a midwife wasn't really a job in first century Palestine, but the women of Joseph's family probably would have rallied around him in their time of need. Finally, it's properly Christmas.
It's about Jesus!
Then after Jesus had a good cry and a feed, the next thing this little boy would probably need was somewhere soft and safe to sleep. So Mary looked around, all around the heaps of straw and some of the feeding, and put some in the feeding trough, which turned out to be rather good enough. So if Mary's and Joseph's would like to return to their seats. So the shepherds arrived where the family were, tiptoeing in so not to cause a stir.
No, no, shepherds, come back. No, shepherds, here, Okay, Mary, Joseph, shepherds, kneel.
So all the shepherds knew that there was something special about the baby boy, so they hushed their babble and knelt silently by the manger there before telling the story of what led them there. Jesus and Mary were totally amazed by their story, which some might have seemed a little crazed, but they were getting used to surprises from God. So they listened and remembered the whole of the lot. The shepherds had come because it was Christmas. Now Mary's and Joseph's and shepherds can sit, because the next part of the story is set a very long way away in lands to the east, where wise ones studied the stars down to the least.
Shoo, calling all wise men, wise people.
Wise people.
We've definitely got wise men, that's good.
So this star was shining so brilliantly. What would they do, this group so clever? They talked and they gathered and got their heads together. Let's follow the star, they decided as one. It must mean a royal baby has come.
Oh, need a star. I've got a stand-in. Have we got another star? Because mine's a bit cardboard.
Yeah.
I've got an angel too, that's fine. Ah, we have a star.
We have a star.
Oh. Right, now, do they need the gear? Do you need anything? No, you don't.
They set off on their adventure, not knowing where it would end. By far the longest journey in this tale, across deserts and mountains, streams and the dales. And such a long way it was, no doubt, that because the star appeared when Jesus popped out, it was likely to be at least a year on when these guys arrive, but it's time for a song. So as we sing, please can the stars lead these wise men around and afar, because it's Christmas.
Star, off you go. Go that way, star. Right, star. Wise men, follow. Go. Oh, you're a wise man, you're not an angel. Shoot. Go that way. That's it. One of them. That's it, go that way. Quick, follow the camels. Right, while they wander around, I need a Herod. Now
I can't see any Herods.
I can't see anyone that's come in costume.
No. I have to find one, I suppose.
Should we find... Should we, Should we use that old one we used at the 9 o'clock?
He did look kind of grumpy when he was sat in the throne.
He was very grumpy, wasn't he? That's it, King's pause. So let's use the grumpy one from the 9 o'clock. Rob, can you put these on, please? Old star, you can sit down now if you'd like to. You'll let off. Kings, gather. Come on, gather. Where's Tom? I thought Tom was a kid. Okay. We have the comedians today.
Fantastic. So now that we've got our Herod, he's over here where he sits. He sat on his great throne, thinking for a bit. As we continue to tell our story, the wise men didn't go first to Bethlehem because the star wasn't that precise. And now our story gets a little less nice. King Herod was a nasty sort of man who does everything that he possibly can to keep himself in his seat of power. The wise men, not wanting to scour the whole country for this new king, went straight to Herod's palace. But here's the thing. When they turned up at his place, he put on the nicest of face. He shook all their hands and welcomed them all and listened to their story, totally enthralled. Then he left them eating and drinking, as he did not like what he was hearing. He called together his cleverest of folk to ask them what the prophets had spoke about where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem, they said, in a new dawn. So Herod was scared of losing his throne to a new king that he did not know. So he went back to the wise men with a smile and told them where to find the child, and also asked them, by the by, to let them know where the boy was so he could spy. King Herod was not very Christmas.
It's about Jesus.
So while the wise men went to Bethlehem, Jesus finding, the boy by now, who was probably walking, but Joseph and Mary had stayed in the town until he was big enough to travel back down to Nazareth, where he would grow up and live. But I skip ahead. I always do this. Let's have one star. Yes, you'll do well over there.
Thank you.
To show the kings where the family dwell. The wise men arrived, probably following the star, until it stops where the family are.
Okay, right. Kings, we pause. So remember exactly where you're standing. Place your gift on the floor and head back to the person you came with. And the star too.
Thank you.
Op it, Mary and Joseph. Got a king to help me, that's okay. We come to a point in our service where we're going to have a time of prayer. Now hopefully you were given a star as you came in, either one each or one per family, and there should somewhere be some pens under chairs. We did put enough underneath each row, but who knows where they've got to go. So in a moment the band are going to play. And as the band play, we want you to reflect. We want you to think about things that you want God to do this Christmas. Things you want him to shine a light into, shine a bright, starry light into this Advent season. For you as a family or you individually. And then write it on the back of the star. And when you've written your thing or prayer request to God, come and stick it on our starry night over here. To shine light the direction that they needed to go, Lord. Thank you that you shine that same light into each and every one of our lives. You can be a guiding light to each and every one of us, Lord. And I pray for each and every star on our starry night background. I pray that you come into those places, you come into those prayers, and you meet people, and you meet those prayers. And at this time, this Christmas time, be our comforter and be our guide and be our guardian, Lord, I pray. Amen.
So if we could have all of our Marys and our Josephs and our wise men back up, please.
Right, wise men, don't forget to pick up your gifts. Don't let them trouble them. Pick the gifts up.
So, let's have Mary making the bed. And Joseph sawing wood outside for his shed. Here come the wise ones knocking at the door. Not what Joseph expected at all. Commitment. He invited them in, and then what they saw the child they'd all travelled all this way for. They present him with gifts, not the usual kind, not teddies or woolly hats, soft things fur-lined, but gold and frankincense and myrrh. Three gifts, yes, but not necessarily. Three wise men. Don't get cross with me. Gold for a king, incense for a god, but myrrh is the saddest gift of the lot. Pointing ahead to the Easter story, which, as a matter of fact, is a little bit gory. They left their gifts and all had a nap, all they were due to set off back. To tell Herod where to find the boy, but warned in a dream about Herod's ploy. They went back east down a different road. And can we have Herod once more?
Go, go,
go. Go that way, not this way. So now that we have Herod back up once more, while you guys go back for your seats four, the ending is revealed. It's Christmas.
It's Jesus.
When Herod found out that the men had gone back home a different way, he got really steaming mad and said, I would have ensured that king was dead. But I don't know where he is. I have no choice but to use my head. He calculated when the wise men said, the star had appeared, which to them he had led, them to this land, and he had worked out he could leave no room for doubt. So Herod sent every single soldier to find the boys who were two or younger. And sad to say, all of them died in one horrible night in ancient times. Now, we all like a happy ending to create a viral tweet that's trending. The good news is that Joe was told in a dream what would happen and that he should leave with Mary and Jesus, go off to Egypt. Well, that's what it says in our Bible's manuscript. And for now, we'll leave it there. A happy ending we all can share. So as you tuck into your Christmas lunch, remember that Christmas... So thank you to Wern and thank you to all for making this nativity a ball. And just to mess with your heads further, Jesus was probably born in September. So come back for the Easter sequel, but one final word. And after that, refreshments are served. Over here in the field to my left. So happy Christmas to all and to all. God bless. Thank you very much.